Hello, good afternoon. This is, it's 12 o'clock and you're listening now to Abigail Joffe on the Tower of Song on UCC 98.3 FM. And I've got a great show lined up for you today. I have local Cork singer-songwriter Fintan Lucy in session in studio. So in a little while, we're going to be talking to Fintan, hearing a few songs, which is a real treat, having that in live in the studio, and also going to be going through, having a listen to some of the songs that have influenced Fintan and that have been important to him, and we're going to be talking about those. Before we get on to that, I'm going to play you Natalie Merchant. This is Wonder.
Just to see me stand over my bed, disbelieving what they're seeing. They say I must be one of the wonders, God's own creation. And as far as they see, they can offer no explanation. Newspapers ask intimate questions, want confessions. They reach into my head to steal the glory of my story. They say
There's a real good feel-good groove to that song, and some of the songs we've got coming up, some of Fintan's choices, have got a real that real feel-good essence about them as well, so I'm looking forward to that. This next song I'm going to play, I only just heard this the other day, and I just really love it. It's this is Elizabeth Cotton and Brenda Evans, and Elizabeth Cotton was a blues guitarist and a sort of American folk and blues musician, really, singer and songwriter. She was born in 1893, and she lived a good long life till she was 1987. And she was actually left-handed guitarist, so she had to, of course, play her guitar upside down because she wasn't able to get hold of a left-handed guitar in the early days. And this song is a recording that she actually made with her great-granddaughter, who was only 12 at the time. She was called Brenda Evans. And there's just such a simplicity and innocence to this track, which is kind of what I really enjoy about it. So I'm just going to line that up for you now. And this is Shake Sugary by Elizabeth Cotton and Brenda Evans.
Everything I got is done in part. Everything I got is done in part. Pawn my watch, pawn my chain, pawn everything that was in my name. Oh, Lord of me, didn't I shake sugary? Everything God is done in pawn. Everything I got is done in pawn. Pawn my buggy, horse and cart. Pawn everything that was on my lot. Oh, lot of me, didn't I shake sugary? Everything I got is done in pawn. Everything I got is done in pawn. Pawn my chair, pawn my bed. Ain't got nowhere to lay my head. Oh, Lord of me, didn't I shake sugary? Everything I got is done in pawn. Everything I got is done in pawn. Pawn my tobacco, pawn my pipe, pawn everything that was in my sight. Oh, Lord of me, didn't I shake sugary? Everything I got is done in pawn. Everything I got is done in pawn. Have a little secret I ain't gonna tell. I'm going to heaven in a ground pea shell. Oh, Lord of me, didn't I shake sugary? Everything I got is done in pawn. Everything I got is done in pawn. Pawn my farm, pawn my plow, pawn everything, even pawn my old cow. Oh, Lord of me, didn't I shake sugary? Everything I got is done in pawn. Everything I got is done in pawn. Pawn my hat, pawn my shoes, pawn everything that I could use. Oh, Lord of me, didn't I shake sugary? Everything got is done in pawn. Everything I got is done in pawn. Have a little secret, I ain't gonna tell. I'm going to heaven and I ain't gonna. Oh, lot of me, didn't I shake sugar me? Everything I got is done in pawn. Everything I got is done in pawn. Chew my tobacco, spit my juice. Would raise Cain, but it ain't a bit of use. Oh, lot of me, didn't I shake sugar me? Everything I got is done in pawn. Everything I got is done in pawn.
How about that? She was 12 years old when she recorded that. Brenda Evans with her great granny, the wonderful guitarist and singer-songwriter Elizabeth Cotton. So something I love about the feel of that, the kind of innocence, as I was saying, and the live quality of it, which brings us very nicely into our live session today. So I'm just going to say hello to Fintan there. Hi, Fintan.
Hi, Abby.
Hi. Fintan, Lucy, so you're very welcome in. And you're going to start off just by singing us one of your songs, I think, aren't you?
What
are you going to sing for us?
Settle me in. A song called Grey Blue Eyes.
Lovely. Off you go.
Blue light on the harbour, blue clouds in a blue sky, blue stones in the water, and a pair of grey blue eyes. I'm so glad I asked you, so glad I asked you, twice, three times. I thought we might have sweet times. See what I mean? It's just like I say, things never seem turn out that way. How do you think I am? How do you think I am? Can't you see that I'm smiling? Can't you see that I'm smiling? Can't you see that I'm smiling just to hide the thunder in my eyes? Ooh, 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 dum dum dee da. Ooh, 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 dum dum dee da. I'm so glad I asked you, so glad I asked you, twice, three, four times. I thought we might have more time. Walking down the road, it comes into my head, something about your shoes beside my bed. How do you think I am? How do you think I am? Can't you see that I'm smiling? Can't you see that I'm smiling? Can't you see that I'm smiling just to hide the thunder in my eyes? Ooh, 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 dum dum dee da. Blue light on the harbor, blue clouds in a blue sky, blue stones in the water, and a pair of grey blue eyes. Ooh, 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 dum dum dee da, dum dum dee da, dum dee da.
Oh, that's gorgeous. That was Fintan Lucy, my guest in studio today, singing his song Pale Grey Blue. No, have I got it right?
Oh, sorry. I think I got the title wrong. Was it called?
Grey Blue Eyes.
Grey Blue Eyes. I was thinking of Pale Blue Eyes, you know, so that's why I put the pale in there. So Grey Blue Eyes, yes. Oh, I have to say I'm a bit of a sucker for the Grey Blue Eyes myself. Is that how old is that song, Fintan? Is that a recent
it's
one?
From or the it? Last millennium.
Great. It's still going.
It's on my album that I made decades ago. Yeah, I had a clinic at the time when I was writing that. I was practicing as a reflexologist and Reiki practitioner. And I had a Bank of Ireland calendar on the wall with a picture of this blue harbour. And a girl on my mind. So that's how that song got
written. You put the two together. Oh, it's very lovely.
Yeah,
I mean,
mid-90s, I'd say.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, great. Sometimes those ones, is it part of your regular repertoire?
Yeah.
Yeah, some of them just sit, don't they? And they just keep going. I have to say, it's a beautiful song. Well, I mean, it's a really grey, miserable day. So what better way to be passing the hour than sitting here with some lovely songs from Fintan. I think we'll be hearing quite a lot in the next little while, because I'm not going to let him away without singing a good few songs after that one. Tell me, Fintan, just tell me a little bit about yourself, really. You're originally from Cork.
Yes.
So were you born here?
I was born here. I spent 7 years living in the city, then I moved out to Ovens, and lived in the countryside, but went to school in the city, so I'm very much attached to Cork City.
Yeah, and I suppose growing up here then, would you have got the opportunity to go to a lot of gigs, or, you know, who were the kind of people you might have gone to see?
Yeah, I was very lucky. The first big gig I went to was Rory Gallagher, and I was only 15 or 16. My older sister brought me out to the Mountain Dew Festival in Macroom.
Okay.
And, nothing has lived up to the atmosphere of that since, I think. And I remember by the time I was 6th year in school, I'd be going out to the CIT, was the regional tech at the time, to see people like Freddie White. I remember seeing Sonny Condell as well at a very young age. Andy Irvine, these are probably the people that probably impressed me most.
Yeah. And do you think they would have had a kind of influence on your music or inspired you at all to
definitely to I mean definitely the one man and the guitar, you know, and certainly the songwriting as well of Sonny Condell.
Yeah, Sonny Condell's a fantastic songwriter. Actually,
he's
play
playing
something
in Middleton on Friday, tomorrow night.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Oh, to hear that. So if anyone's a Sonny Condell fan, I would, or even if they're not, if you've never heard Sonny Condell, obviously you might have heard him with Scallion, but by himself he's absolutely fantastic as well. I think he's probably one of the best songwriters in this country.
Absolutely.
So he's playing in Middleton tomorrow evening. That'll be well worth the trip. Rory Gallagher, you mentioned Rory Gallagher, and that's one of the song choices that you mentioned. And I picked out, it was Pistol Slapper Blues that you suggested we might like to listen to. And I found a recording which was from Cork City Hall.
Oh, fantastic.
In 1974, and I wondered whether you might have actually been there.
74, I was only 11.
Oh, okay. letting me, of course, yeah, 74. Well, I was even younger than that. So
that
I thought you might have been an early starter. So anyway, well, here he is. This is Rory Gallagher now. And Fintan was just a young child.
Me when you were stretched out across my bed, moonshine whiskey and talking all out of your head. Well, it's cold, bloody murder when you want me out your way. I said, that's the right one, you're gonna need my help someday. Right time. Hey. Yeah.
cheating argument. You didn't say you didn't love me when you were stretched out across my bed, drinking moonshine whiskey and talking all out of your head.
Nice one. That was Rory Gallagher with Pistol Slapper Blues live from Cork City Hall in 1974. Well, you know, you say 11, you might not have been there, but actually my first gig I went to, I was 11. I've just remembered that. I went to the Stranglers.
Oh, wow. Well done.
Also with my big sister. Big sisters are great for starting you off on the gig circuit. So, Fintan, what about another song?
Sure.
You ready?
Sure. Yes.
I might as well throw you in the deep end there. So, this is Abigail Joffe. I'm on the Tower of Song at UCC 98.3 FM. And my guest today in studio is Fintan Lucy. And Fintan's going to sing us another one of his own songs. Off you go.
Well, you pull over the covers, 'cause you're tired of all those others. You blame yourself for everything you see. And your hands and fists are useless, while you remain quite clueless. How to brush away the weeks of weird debris. You lie awake, hearing the prickle of the rain, and though you ache, you will not wait in vain. Who feel the most, have the most gain. And there's a quiet paralysis moving in your awakened carcass. You breathe in up against the darkened wall, and the stars insist on shining between the clouds you're riding, and you can't even say you're heading for a fall. Lie awake, hearing the prickle of the rain, and though you ache, you will not wait in vain. Who feel the most, have the most. And the milkman then will whistle as light invades the drizzle. You try to curl yourself into a ball. all sound contained in silence, light and darkness piling, and you are the morning after all. You lie awake, hearing the prickle of the rain, and though you ache, you will not wait in vain. Who feel the most, have the most to gain.
Stunning. What's the name of that song, Fintan?
Who Feel the Most.
Who Feel the Most. Oh, it's really beautiful.
Thank you.
So, I was going to ask you something which I've now forgotten. I was just kind of transported with that song. I was just sitting here just marvelling at the fact that it's so wonderful to listen to live music, and really the simplest thing, a guitar and a voice. Mm. It just says so much, really. So I had a little daydream there, which is, oh yeah, Fintan, so I was going to ask you about, for anyone listening, you know, where can people come and listen? I know you're gigging regularly. So where can people come and hear you?
Most of my gigs in the city these days are with Linda Cullen, another great songwriter, one of among all the great songwriters in Cork. She's from Wexford, and we sing a lot of harmonies and sing a lot of covers and sing some of our originals, and we usually play once a month in the Crane Lane, once a month in Gallagher's. Yeah, everything else is sort of irregular in here and there.
Okay, you play the markets as well, don't you?
I do, Sometimes. And I really like that.
So you play the Colquay and then Black Rock Market as well, is it, on weekends?
Yeah.
And I mean, you were out there in the snow and everything.
That's right.
You must have tough fingers.
Yeah. Old school hardcore.
Yeah. Did you do a lot of busking in the, you know, when you were younger or not so young or whatever?
I did. When I was in UCC studying French and Spanish, I used to go to Germany for the summer, obviously.
As you were,
there was lots of work. There was lots of work in Germany at the time. And we used to arrive and stay on the campsite and be completely broke. I used to arrive with no money in my guitar and just go busking. And by the end of the summer, I'd have a job and an apartment and be drinking in cocktail bars.
And
the next year, you're back to the bottom again.
Yeah.
So I did a lot of busking there. And then when I came back to Cork and I had small children, I did a lot of busking, bringing milk home from the late night shops and all that. Yeah, so.
And how do you find busking? I mean, some people love it and some people hate it. But
I really like it sometimes. I really enjoy doing the markets, and I often think of jumping in the car and escaping for 2 weeks and just travelling around and playing. Nobody's expecting anything. I can do what I want. And,
exactly.
Nice. It's a little bit like hitchhiking, only nicer.
Yes, and you don't know who you're going to meet or who you're going to come across.
Exactly.
So.
You know, and some people give you money, and some people appreciate the music, and they're not always the same people. But it doesn't matter. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, we're just going to take a short break here. And
you're listening to UCC 98.3 FM.
Get involved with UCC FM today and download the Tapstack app. Using our tap tag UCC FM, you can seamlessly interact with UCC Radio via Twitter or text, and you can also access our live stream to listen on the go. All you need is our tap tag UCC FM. So what are you waiting for? Get the Tapstack app from Apple or Google Play Store and get in touch with us today.
Tap tag UCC FM.
Tired of overspending just to keep your hair in good condition? Switch up your hairstyle by calling into the Uni Salon on the ground floor of the Student Centre. The Uni Salon has a wide range of fantastic deals, including a wash, cut and blow dry from €40, a full head mesh with toner, cut and blow dry for only €120, or save some money and check out our new smart card deal where you can get a colour, cut and a hair treatment for €60 for short hair and €70 for long hair. Quality results every time. Want to hear more about our amazing euro saving deals? Pop into the Uni Salon for a free consultation between 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. from Tuesdays to Fridays. Contact the salon on 021-490-3059 or find us on Facebook by searching Uni Salon. Book an appointment and change up your look today.
Every Monday from 4 to 5 on UCC 98.3, join me, John Milan.
And me, David Scott, where we'll be joined by special guests to discuss the latest environmental news, views and scientific research.
So, that's every Monday from 4 to 5, Eco Hour, on UCC 98.3 FM.
You're listening to UCC 98.3 FM.
Okay, so we're back now. I'm just going to play another one of Fintan's song choices here, which is, I'm just going to get it up now. It's great because I haven't heard anything by JJ Cale for ages and ages. And so one of the songs that Fintan picked is this one. It's Fate of a Fool. That was JJ Cale, Fate of a Fool. That's one of the song choices of Fintan Lucy, who's my guest in studio today. Fintan, tell me a little bit about that song, what it means to you.
It just came into my head. When you asked me yesterday to kind of think of, you know, songs that were kind of formative for me, I was kind of thinking of songs that were kind of really electrified me, you know, when I heard them first and I needed to know more. And I think that song, I don't even think of it so much as a song, as a sound and an atmosphere. I think I was first exposed to JJ Cale naturally, and that just came into my head this morning. I think I was in a mellow mood. I chose some mellow songs, and I hadn't heard that for ages, and it's got a real feel to it. I think some of it is just the sound of the phasing on the guitar or something like that.
It's
sort of, you know, it's very JJ Cale, that one.
Yeah, it really is.
It's got something mysterious going on.
Yeah, there's a real groove. Yeah, you did choose some really, really mellow, laid-back songs. Actually, I loved it. I was checking them out, and it's just perfect because I was a bit stressed this morning, actually. So I was listening through, and Yeah, just a good groove going on there. Should we listen to another one before we hear from you again?
Cool. Yeah, let's listen to Westland Winds.
Okay, like. Absolutely. Dick Gochen, wonderful. Here we go. This is now Westland Winds, Dick Gochen.
Now westland winds and slaughtering guns bring autumn's pleasant weather. The moorcock springs on whirring wings among the blooming heather. Now waiting grain winds o'er the plain, the light's the weary farmer, and the moon shines bright when I rove at night to muse upon my charmer. The partridge loves the fruitful fells, the plover loves the mountains, the woodcock haunts the lonely dells, the soaring hen the fountains. Through lofty groves the cushat roves, the path of man to shun it, the hazel bush o'erhangs the thrush, the spreading thorn, the linnet. Thus every kind their pleasure find, the savage and the tender. Some social join and leagues combine, some solitary wander. Upon to weigh the cruel sway, tyrannic man's dominion, the sportsman's joy, the murdering cry, the fluttering gory pinion. But Peggy dear, the evening's clear, swift flies the skimming swallow. The sky is blue, the fields in view, all fading green and yellow. Come, let us stray our gladsome way and view the charms of nature. Rustling corn, the fruited thorn, and every happy creature. We'll gently walk and sweetly talk till the silent moon shine clearly. I'll grasp thy waist and fondly pressed swear how I love thee dearly. Not vernal showers to barren flowers, not autumn to the farmer, so dear can be as thou to me, my fair, my lovely charmer.
That was Dick Gochen with Now Westland Winds. So I hope if you're having a busy, stressful day, you might find a little bit of calm, a little oasis here coming out from this radio show. We're having a nice mellow time here listening to some beautiful sounds, some really relaxing songs, and just getting into a good feel good. So, Vinton, tell me a little bit about your growing up. I mean, did you come from a musical family?
Not especially. My father used to sing a lot at home, but he was more a writer and a poet and a teacher. I'm kind of quite unusual for his time. He did yoga and stood on his head. It was quite a mystical and magical father to grow up with.
Yeah.
He taught here at UCC, Sean Lucy.
What did he teach here?
English.
Okay.
Yeah. He taught everything from Shakespeare to 20th century poetry.
While standing on his head.
And sometimes burst into song in the middle of lectures to the amazement of especially visiting students from America and things like that.
Oh, brilliant. That's a lovely image.
To illustrate a point. Yeah.
So the words, the lyricism, maybe, you know, that was it a house full of books or?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I had older brothers and sisters as well who were, you know, bringing in music. So my influences are even from, you know, a little bit before my time, six, 7, 8 years before my time. So my older sister was bringing things like Jim Croce and Elton John. And then my older brothers were bringing things like Led Zeppelin and Rolling Stones and J.J. Cale. And times were good.
Yeah. I love that too. I had older sisters, so I'd have all their music as well as my parents' record collection and stuff. And so writers, I mean, would you be a reader?
Yes.
So given that, you know, that whole was part of your whole growing up, would you, you know, are there any particular writers that you... were particularly drawn to or feel particularly drawn to? If anything like me, I can never actually remember the last book I've read.
I tend to read a whole lot of it. I mean, so I could tell you some of my favourite books with Patrick White. I was just really blew me away as a writer.
Right.
I was really voracious reader growing up, and probably the thing that I... My favourite thing coming up from childhood reading would be Ursula Le Guin's Earthsea trilogy.
Okay.
Which I think is only amazing.
Somebody was handing me an Ursula Le Guin book the other day, actually, and I was thinking that I hadn't actually ever read her.
Yeah. She's got great science fiction books as well, like The Left Hand of Darkness and The Dispossessed and great stuff.
And what about your own songwriting process? Do you have a particular way of going about things?
Yes, slowly.
The best way.
I'm not very prolific. I'm working on the same two new songs now for the last 3 years or something like this.
Yeah.
They're almost there. So I've only got about, you know, including co-writes that I've done with people, probably less than 25 songs in total.
Well, I find that quite reassuring. I'm also very slow, but Leonard Cohen, of course, was famously very slow. It took him years, 10 years to write Suzanne. And I think there's this idea, obviously everyone has a different way of doing things. I mean, Ed Sheeran writes like 2 songs a day or something, but you know,
fair play to him.
No comment. Do you have, if anyone wanted to get hold of your music, do you have an album for sale or anything? Or?
Yeah, I've got an album and it's available online for a download. I ran out of hard copies, so I've got some more on the way. And you'll get it very cheap at CD Baby because I set the price low there. Rather than paying a tenner on iTunes or...
Okay, you can get it on CD Baby, and it's just under your name, Vinton Lucy.
Yeah, Vinton Lucy.
So that's Lucy, L-U-C-Y. Have you got another song for us, Vinton? I'm sure you have.
Indeed, yeah, I'll rock it up a small bit.
Okay, nice one.
I think this one is from this millennium, just about, yeah.
dream you feasted in the woods at the regal table, where my vice and color now were not allowed. I found your dream heart hat in a cave at the back, and the voices sang your colors all out loud. Night on some fleeces on the threshold on the floor, to the pull of the sea we fell again, you and me, in your mansion where the lions roar. And the chariot sails across the sky, we all dance in our own sweet merry way. On the rocks and stones, spitting cherry bones, and making nighttime of the middle of the day.
Great stuff. I'm going to take you straight into Jimmy Cliff after that.
Oh, yeah.
Sitting here in limbo, but I know it won't be long. Sitting here in limbo, like a bird without a song. Well, they're putting up resistance, but I know that my faith will lead me on. But I know that my fate will lead me on.
That was Jimmy Cliff sitting in limbo. That was. So I'm just trying to squeeze a few things in here now. So I want to hear a bit of Van Morrison. We won't get time for the whole track because I want to hear from Fintan again. But we'll just have a little listen to this. This is another one of Fintan's song choices. It's Fair Play.
Blinded lakes are so blue, and the architecture I'm taking in with my mind. So fine. Tell me, oh poet, Oscar Wilde Thoreau, let your midnight and your daytime turn into low life. It's a very fine line, but you got the mind, child, to carry it on when it's just about to be. Geronimo. There's only one Meadows way to go, and you say Geronimo. A paperback book as you walk down the street. Mystery, mystery, and imagination. Forever fair, and I'm touching your hand. I wish we could be dreaming in this dream.
It's so hard to actually cut that off there, but we're running out of time. The last 20 minutes have just flown, the whole hour's flown actually. It's 4 minutes to one, and this is Abigail Joffe on UCC 98.3 FM on the Tower of Song, and my guest in studio today has been Fintan Lucy. So thanks very much, Fintan. That's been a real pleasure having you here and hearing your songs. And anyone who's enjoyed Fintan's music, you can catch him regularly around the city in Gallagher's once a month, Crane Lane once a month. He's playing in the markets outside on the weekends and various other places around. Fintan, I'm going to ask you to just sing us out with one last song.
Ah, right.
Caught you on the hop there, didn't I? Just after I said goodbye.
Yes, okay. This is a song I co-wrote with Sophie Coyle, who's just brought out a fantastic album featuring this song in a very different version. Casting off and casting on, needles click and heave away, he tries to flee, but chases on, it'll catch him. You don't have to spin the bottle, I am the mark man, you know
which has been ordained right from the start. Fall upon me, fall upon me. Blame me for the storm, tie me up and throw me to the sharks. Casting off and casting on, needles click and heave away, he tries to flee. The chase is on, it'll catch him, it'll catch him, it'll catch him, it'll catch him. Once I was a man of God, but I walked away when called upon to spread the holy word. He had plenty politicians, prophets, priests and pawns. He cursed me when I was preferred. Casting off and casting on, needles click and came away, he tries to flee. Why me, oh Lord, why me? It'll catch him, it'll catch him, it'll catch him, it'll catch him. When my mother did a sweater, I didn't weave the tale, its ribbing told the story of my soul. And I plainly saw that ribbing in the belly of the whale before he spat me here upon the shore. Casting off and casting on, needles click and keep away, he tries to flee. Why me, oh Lord, why me? It'll catch him, it'll catch him, it'll catch him, it'll catch him. Catch him, it'll catch him, it'll catch him, it'll catch him up someday.